it a bus? Is it a train? No, it's a canal barge in Birmingham, actually. Before the invention of the steam engine by James Watt and the subsequent arrival of Stephenson's steam train, Britain's canals formed the basis of her distribution network, and Birmingham, in the centre of the country, was also the centre of the network. When man needs a waterway where nature has failed to provide one, he makes a canal. Canals provide waterways for ships and boats. The largest canals, like the Manchester Ship Canal or the Panama Canal, can take large liners, tankers and warships. Medium-sized canals such as the Göta Canal allow ships to travel through Sweden by linking Lake Vänern and other lakes with the Kattegat and the Baltic Sea. The Göta Canal is particularly interesting as it was constructed by Thomas Telford, one of Britain's greatest canal constructors, who we shall learn more about later on. Firstly, though, I'd like us to look more closely at the history surrounding Birmingham's great canal network before we look at how this same network is today helping to regenerate a once dilapidated system of inland water routes. Birmingham's canal network was built in 1769 with the opening of the West Bromwich to Birmingham Canal. This linked the industrial heart of the Midlands, the so-called Black Country, to the wharves of central Birmingham at Broad Street. By the mid-18th century, Birmingham had plenty of business entrepreneurs, innovators and craftsmen in many industries, but lacked a reliable transport system, and this held back the city's development. The canals revolutionized local industry. Coal, the universal fuel, dropped from 16 shillings a ton to 4 shillings a ton within 1 year of the first canal opening in Birmingham. Birmingham's canals improved access to local markets and to foreign ones too. Over the next century, Birmingham became the centre of the national network of waterways linking England's main ports at Bristol, Hull, Liverpool and London. Over 200 years old, these canals were once the lifeblood of Birmingham. Following a period of decline, the area has now been transformed. All of these developments are part of the continuing plan to renew Birmingham city centre, and alongside new offices, shops, pubs and hotels, you can find many reminders of the canal's busy past. Now, once again, they're helping create an attractive and bustling city centre for the benefit of everybody who visits, lives or works here. Recently, I met up with some of the staff of an organisation called British Waterways, the body that cares for and maintains Britain's 2,000-mile network of canals and inland waterways. Along with local authorities, voluntary groups and other governmental agencies, they protect and enhance the waterways and benefit the communities through which the canals run.
My name's Sam Morris. I'm Regeneration Projects Manager. I work for British Waterways. My job covers the whole of the Midlands and South West region, and I'm mainly involved in urban and rural regeneration on the canal. My job mainly covers delivering projects on the ground, but also starting them off from scratch. So it's working with lots of different partnership organisations like local authorities, the regeneration boards, the main funding partners, and taking their aspirations and ours and then delivering them on the canal so that we make major improvements in the canal network for customers to come and enjoy. One of the big main projects that we're working on in Birmingham is Eastside, which is the major new quarter development that Birmingham City Council are leading on. We're heavily involved because a major part of the development of the new quarter is on the canal, and we're looking at major funding and infrastructure improvements. Well, the main focus of Eastside is to take a huge quarter of the city that all revolves around the Digbeth area, which is the main origin for Birmingham city centre, and to translate it basically from the old manufacturing industry into the new learning, technology and heritage quarter of the city. from Birmingham city centre, you can go down to London, up to Manchester and to Leeds. You can go to all parts of the UK. So it's a major industrial importance. I think really the regeneration over the last 20 years has been a major shift away from freight transport and industrial use into the sort of leisure industry for people to come to the canal and enjoy. Especially in the city centre of Birmingham, over the last 20 years there's been major redevelopment from the Brindley Place and the National Indoor Arena and Convention Centre's development. And within that, there's been a lot of smaller projects on towpath improvements and access improvements, which has really encouraged people to come and rediscover the canals.
Sam mentioned to us the development of areas known locally as Brindley Place, named after Mr. James Brindley, who, along with Thomas Telford, were the pioneering engineers of the canal's early years. The Central Canal area was, for a brief moment a few years ago, the centre of the world's political stage as the G8 summit took place in Birmingham. President Bill Clinton, ever eager to please the crowds, appeared on the balcony of the Malthouse pub after having enjoyed a pint of traditional English ale, something that is more and more common for ordinary members of the public, as city centre access has improved and the number of well-positioned drinking houses has increased also. Yet it's not just adults after a swift pint who are attracted canalside. The tourist development officer also works hard on attractions, yet perhaps her targets are the vast numbers of schoolchildren living in and around Birmingham's canal network.
My name's Lorraine Smith. I'm tourist development officer for Birmingham and Black Country Canals. I look after mainly central Birmingham, organising events, promoting activities such as walking, boating, cycling and fishing along the canals. I think location in Birmingham has a large part to play. Most people within Birmingham live within 5 miles of the canal network, which means that they're only a short distance away from a great leisure resource that they can actually access quite easily from the majority of access points that we have. It's a fundamental part of Birmingham. Historically, it's terribly significant. The majority of people that come to visit Birmingham want to look at the history of the city, and the canals play a key part within that. The canals are more accessible to more people. Examples of such a Brindley Place in the mailbox mean they're actually pulling people from the city actually down onto the network to enjoy the social life of the bars, Sea Life Centre, attractions that are canal side. And that in turn brings them onto the network to enjoy boating, cycling, walking, fishing, and generally taking in the ambience of the area and the history. Most of the visitors that I speak to think British Waterway is doing a great job for maintaining the canals, making them more accessible to the general public, providing information not only about the history but about the developments and what we are doing to try and improve them and make them more accessible. We run an extensive schools programme, generally centering around schools, obviously a key focus on safety and canals near, obviously being water. Various types of aspects from actually doing work in the schools to bring them out onto school visits where they can have a boat trip and learn about the canal's history and how it's important to them. So we're heavily involved in that. The best aspect is seeing people actually enjoying the canal, seeing that we're making a difference and that people are wanting to use the canals more each day. Speaking to people and getting positive feedback about how the area's changed or British Waterways have done this or done that, that's made the area better.
One thing that children enjoy in particular is learning about how locks work, those devices that allow canals to navigate the natural gradients of the land. Without them, it would still be necessary to physically carry a boat up or downstream. Flash locks, which were the first style of lock, were very primitive. Double gate locks were first used in Holland in 1373, and then Leonardo da Vinci invented the double mitre lock, which uses the force of water to keep the doors tightly shut. Birmingham is on a plateau, so all boats entering and leaving the city have to circumnavigate the locks. Originally, delays at the locks were constant and notorious, but then 24-hour canal opening allowed the clearance of backlogs. As the vast majority of canals in Britain were built during the Industrial Revolution from 1700 to 1850, they are all the same size, approximately 23 by 2 metres, and allow only traditional canal barges to use them. Double locks do exist, therefore allowing two barges to navigate a lock side by side. With all this busy and often hectic canal traffic, someone has to be responsible for boat movements. Surprisingly, the most landlocked city in Britain still has a harbour master, and it is his responsibility to make sure people behave and that his section of Birmingham city centre canals are in tip-top condition.
My name is Albert Rook. I'm harbour master for Birmingham Black Country Canals, stationed in the city centre. I've been here for approximately nearly 20 years. This particular job I've been doing for about 9 years. I was asked if I'd take it on as round the city centre area, and I said yes, I'll give it a try. I've been here ever since, like, you know. Well, I think really it's a naming principle. We do similar jobs, like operate the boats, make sure they're all right, make sure the locks are all right for them, go around, check moorings, check licenses and things like this. When loaded boats came up the locks or down the locks, you used to have a tall clerk sitting at the desk, and he could look so they could see the boats coming each way, and he could go out with a gauging stick, what we got on the wall there, and gauge the boat so they knew how much weight they had in the boats. I just love the canals. I've done it since I was 15. It's just something that gets into your blood and you can't get it out, you know. You know, I'd just rather be here than anywhere. Obviously, you get the boaters and people coming through saying, "Harbour master, there's no sea, no harbour. We're as busy as the sea." In the summer months, we're very busy. But they all have a good laugh about it, like, you know. Just nice environment to work in. There's still a few coal boats that go round the canal, delivering coal to the country cottages and other boaters. I'd like to see it come back, but they all want it tomorrow. And all the next day, and you've got no chance because it takes so long on the canals. On an average, it's a week to London, and it's just too slow. Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. You just want to be here all the while. And as I say, I've done it for years now, and it's so hard to be away from it. I have to get away sometimes, but I mean, it's so hard. I just can't imagine being away from it, actually.
So if you're interested in finding out more about canals in England, where to find them and how to use them for leisure pursuits, then visit www.britishwaterways.co.uk. I'm going to leave the last word to Albert, Birmingham's soon-to-retire harbour master. I asked him what he's going to do in retirement.
I don't know. I might get to become a volunteer or somewhere, around the canals, you know. So I've got no hobbies, I just like being here all the while.